They ask me how I show up like this. This steady, this grounded, this clear. I tell them I was born for this and built for more. I didn't make this up. I remembered it. This calling. It's not something I found. It's something I came back to. I used to think I was too much, too loud, too joyful, too deep, too spiritual, too black, too bold. But the truth is, I was never too much. I just was surrounded by spaces that couldn't hold my assignment. I wasn't built for the background. I was born for the mic. Not for the performance, but for the purpose. And not for the applause, but for the assignment. I was crafted to carry a light into the rooms where women forgot how to breathe, to be a safe place for the strong ones. The silent ones, for the ones who hold everybody else, but never get held themselves. And when I doubted it, he whispered, "You don't need permission. You need to remember who you are. So stop shrinking. Stop explaining. Stop waiting for a seat." Now, I show up with laughter and legacy, with boundaries and brilliance, with truth in my tone and peace in my chest. And no, I'm not doing the most. I'm just no longer doing the least. Every time I speak, I pour. Every time I rise, I remind. Because this voice, this presence, this calling, it's not random. It's the reason I'm still here. I was born for this. And I was built for more. And now, like it.